Benedict's prayer intentions for this January are that the victims of natural disasters may receive the spiritual and material comfort they need to rebuild their lives. One impoverished country which has been hit by a series of natural disasters in recent years is the Caribbean nation of Haiti. The most recent of those disasters was the devastating earthquake that struck the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince in January 2010, killing nearly a quarter of a million people. Almost exactly 2 years on from the earthquake, hundreds of thousands of Haitians are still homeless, and the country is still struggling to get back on its feet again. Along with its local Caritas partners, the Catholic Development Agency CAFOD has been at the forefront of helping the victims of Haiti's earthquake to rebuild their shattered lives. Mike Noyes is CAFOD's senior humanitarian officer and has frequently visited Haiti over the last year and saw at first hand a local rehousing project supported by the charity.
Like everything in Haiti, estimates vary, but I think people are saying that there's still something like 500,000 people who are homeless now, some 2 years on, and that compares to something like 2 million who were made homeless by the earthquake.
And how would you describe the mood of the Haitian people? You know, they're the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. They've had a history of natural disasters, also political instability. Yet they're very resilient, aren't they?
People are incredibly resilient in Haiti, as they are in so many countries around the world. I think in terms of the mood of the people, one of the things that has perhaps been sort of most difficult for many has been the long process that it's taken for Haiti to get a new government after the elections of the end of 2010. It took the best part of a year to actually put a government in place, and that has hampered the recovery and rebuilding efforts quite considerably. What you do see a lot is where people are, you know, able to access land to rebuild, or where they've been able to move to a new temporary shelter site where, you know, they're able to put down some sorts of roots. You see people rebuilding their lives again quite quickly. You see people who have moved to what is a temporary site in effect, but are already making improvements in terms of their homes, in terms of things like decorating, replacing doors and windows of the temporary shelters with something more to their taste and liking. So you see people investing in their futures already, and that's very encouraging to see.
Many of the people in Haitians, of course, are Catholic, and some people are saying that, in fact, this devastating natural disaster has made their faith even stronger than before. I mean, how important has their faith been for Haitians? And do you find, in fact, that it has made their faith stronger?
I think when you speak to ordinary people, you know, references to God and such like sort of litter their conversations. Faith and religious identity is a very important thing for Haitians. And I think certainly immediately after the earthquake, we saw people turning to religion and to the church for solace. And the church has continued to provide solace and healing and recovery to people. And I'm sure that has sort of reinforced their belief and reinforced their faith.
Right, let's look now at some of CAFOD's projects. You say that you've been involved in a project of building earthquake-proof homes.
Yes, we're working with a range of Caritas partners, not just ourselves, but people like the Swiss, the Australians and the Irish, you know, working very closely in collaboration with the local Haitian partners and Caritas Haiti. One of the activities we've been involved with is in the district of Gressier, which is just outside Port-au-Prince, closer to the centre of the earthquake, where we've been supporting a process to rebuild 100 new earthquake-resistant homes for people who lost everything during the earthquake. So these were people who lived primarily on farming and suddenly found themselves without a home to stand on, a home to live in without anything, and where, you know, after what's been a difficult process, because these are people living high in the mountains, away from roads, away from water supplies, away from sort of most of the basic amenities of life, where thanks to the incredible work of our partners locally, we've been able to see the rebuilding of new solid earthquake-resistant and importantly also hurricane-resistant homes for a number of people. I mean, the first few are already finished. The inaugurations will formally take place at the time of the second anniversary on the 12th of January. And then people are already moving in, and there's more being finished as we speak.
Can you provide me with any anecdotes? I know, for instance, that you met when you went out there an elderly lady called Celine, who was a beneficiary of help from CAFOD. Tell me a little bit about what her situation was like after the earthquake struck and what it's like now.
Yes, one of the people who's received one of the first houses that's been built in Grecia is a lady called Celine. She's a widow with grown-up sons and daughters. When I first saw Madame Celine, we were forced, because of the condition of the roads and the weather, to walk up the hills to where she lived. And this was a walk of about 45 minutes to an hour, sort of constantly uphill, sometimes sliding backwards because of the mud, up to the top of the hills, overlooking the Port-au-Prince and the bay where she lives and has a small fruit farm. Now, at the time, Madame Celine's house, which was completely destroyed in the earthquake, was still in ruins, and she was living in a small hut made partly from the timbers rescued from her house and some tarpaulings and some plastic sheeting. She was clearly identified as being one of the people in greatest need in an area where everyone was in need, and, as I say, has been one of the first people to receive a new house thanks to the work of our partners in the area. When I visited her just before Christmas, I saw her outside her new house. She was anxious to move in, but she wasn't yet allowed to move in because there was an agreement with everyone that they were working together in solidarity and they had lost their homes together in solidarity. The first 10 families wouldn't move in until all 10 houses were built. So she had an almost complete house. She had a new three-roomed cement and concrete house with solid roofing, solid doors, designed in such a way as to be earthquake-resistant and hurricane-resistant, and she was thrilled. When I spoke to her, she said, "I don't believe this. I didn't believe what happened on the 12th of January 2 years ago when the earthquake struck and I lost everything. I didn't even have a chair. I didn't even have a table. I couldn't imagine then that I would have this now wonderful new home to be living in."
And tell me, what further plans does CAFOD and your local partners have in the future for continuing this effort to rebuild people's lives after this disaster?
CAFOD doesn't just rush in and rush out when emergencies happen. So we have medium and long-term plans for our work in Haiti, and we were already working in Haiti before the earthquake. What we'll be doing over the next 12 months is continuing to work on new shelter programs, building new earthquake-resistant houses, working very, very closely with our partners, particularly National Caritas, so particularly the Diocese of Port-au-Prince and the Diocese of Jacmel, in the building of new homes. We're also working with many other of our partners, such as the Jesuit Refugee Service, in terms of helping people recover and rebuild their livelihoods that were destroyed during the earthquake. And we're continuing with other partners to work on the move so that people who have moved out of camps and are returning to their homes and their neighbourhoods have safe water supplies, have decent homes to live in and hopes for the future.
So how do you feel in all about Haiti's future?
Haiti's future was going to be difficult before the earthquake. That hasn't changed. There are many, many challenges. It is a very, very poor country. It is a very, very strong and a very, very resilient country. Given the right conditions and the right support, Haiti can do a lot.
I was speaking to Mike Noyes of CAFOD about his recent visit to Haiti.